South Sudan is daring to hope with a newly sworn-in vice president. Ukrainians are experiencing God's presence in spite of deep crisis. And society's black sheep are grabbing hold of the gospel. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. So, South Sudan is hoping for a second chance. They celebrated independence from Sudan back in 2011 and immediately fell into civil war between the Dinka and the Nuer tribes. But this week, opposition leader Riek Machar returned to Juba to be sworn in as South Sudan's new vice president.
Hopefully, some of the promise that was there when it became a new country, when it became an independent country, can now be fulfilled.
Todd Nettleton is a spokesman of the Voice of the Martyrs USA.
We come back to the table now. Hopefully, we can move forward as a nation, and we'll see that religious freedom flourishing and blossoming as peace comes back to South Sudan.
Now, South Sudan's Christians haven't experienced the level of persecution their neighbors to the north have, but after 5 years of war, Nettleton says they're still needed.
We have been very active to help those Christians, providing humanitarian aid, providing Bibles, and also providing encouragement just to come alongside them and say, hey, you're not forgotten, you're not alone.
In light of recent world events like what's happening in South Sudan, Ukraine has fallen out of the headlines, but people are still dying daily from the ongoing Russian-Ukrainian violence. Eric Mock with SGA recently returned from Ukraine with a lot to share.
A lot of times in the middle of conflict, people will cry out as if God forgot them. Yet in the middle of crisis, if we look real close, we can see that God is working in a way that transcends human understanding.
Churches are ministering to the local people, reminding them that God cares.
We've seen families who have been distant from God coming to faith, seeing that God loves them both physically and spiritually. And these are families that have suffered incredible loss, who rather than shaking their fist at God, are thanking God for in the midst of the chaos, He gave them peace in the middle of the storm.
What do they need? Well, they need food. And SGA is asking you to pray without ceasing for Ukraine. You're listening to Mission Network News. Did you know that there are over 2 million people in prison in the United States and that 95% of them will be coming home to our communities in the next 5 years? Well, that means that some ministry shifts are coming to your neighborhood soon. MNN's Dodd Morris fleshes the details out in this story.
Ruth, those statistics were recently shared by Lisa Blystra, executive director at Crossroad Bible Institute. She also said that for many years, people have been asking, how do we keep bad people locked up, when the real question should be, how do we send good people home? And that sentiment is shared with jail chaplain Chris Hoke from Washington State, who was recently invited to CBI's headquarters to share the story of how he began to embrace the role of pastor to gang members and a shepherd of society's black sheep.
These young men who had tattoos on their faces and on their hands and on their necks and had very colorful language were the ones that had the most interesting things to say in their Bible studies. And these guys would open up their whole lives to me, and they would tell me everything. And they would ask for prayer, and their hearts were just wide open.
Hoke shared from his recently published book and fielded questions about prison ministry. For details and a chance to view the hour-long presentation, just follow the link at our website. For Mission Network News, I'm Dodd Morris.
And after hearing how Crossroads is helping, you might be skeptical of surveys that say there's a decline in church attendance in the U.S. But E3 Partners says the church's influence isn't diminishing. Rather, it's shifting, particularly in five places. For example, churches are reaching specific demographics, becoming more missions-minded, and they're changing the way they worship to bring in more people. So we'll close today's broadcast by asking, how has your church changed? Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Did you know that the deaf are one of the world's largest unreached people groups? With a free resource kit from Deaf Bible Society, you can learn how to help 58 million deaf people gain access to God's Word. Get your kit by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click on the banner. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.